855-453. Take a toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. Check out freetalklive.com, where the website's interactive. You can go there and post, or I guess not post, you link to blogs, stories, pictures, whatever you'd like, and people can vote up your stuff. You can vote up other people's stuff, vote it down. It's very interactive, freetalklive.com. Now, we were at the end of last hour talking about this very interesting article from telegraph.co.uk from a one Mr. James Dinglepole.
Dellingpole.
Dellingpole, that's right. I like Dinglepole better. It's fun.
I do too.
But, you know, what he's talking about here is that apparently there's some revelations from CERN, which is this, you know, important-sounding scientific place in Europe. And
didn't they invent the Internet?
I think that they may have. And they have a super collider or something?
That's the project they've been working on lately, but they've done a lot in the area of science over the years.
So, and I guess there's some interesting stuff there. The science is now all but settled on global warming. Convincing new evidence demonstrates, but Al Gore, the IPCC, and other global warming doomsayers won't be celebrating. The new findings point to cosmic rays and the sun, not human activities, as the dominant controller of climate on Earth. The research, published with little fanfare this week in the prestigious journal Nature, comes from uber-prestigious CERN, the European Organization for Nuclear Research. Apparently, those people don't know how to use acronyms. CERN isn't anything like European Organization for Nuclear Research. Must be written in some other language or something. One of those one of the world's largest centers for scientific research, involving 60 countries and 8,000 scientists at more than 600 universities and national laboratories. CERN is the organization that invented the World Wide Web, that built the multi-billion-dollar Large Hadron Collider. It's a very interesting name, and that has now built a pristinely clean steel. Pristinely clean?
Yes.
That's not the right word. Reference for pristine. A clean stainless steel chamber that precisely recreated the Earth's atmosphere. In this chamber, 63 CERN scientists from 17 European and American institutes have done what global warming doomsayers said could never be done. Demonstrate that cosmic rays promote the formation of molecules that in the Earth's atmosphere can grow and seed clouds. The cloudier and thus cooler it will be, because the sun's magnetic field controls how many cosmic rays reach the Earth's atmosphere. The stronger the sun's magnetic field, the more it shields the Earth from incoming cosmic rays from space. The sun determines the temperature on Earth. So, if it's so great, why aren't we hearing more about it? Well, possibly because the Director General of CERN, Rolf Dieter Huer, would prefer it that way. Here's how he poured cold water on the results in an interview with Die Welt Online. I've asked the colleagues to present the results clearly, but not to interpret them. That would go immediately into the highly political area of the climate change debate. One has to make clear that cosmic radiation is only one of many parameters. And I think that this is absolutely true. It's just that I don't think it's being shown to people. People aren't getting getting the whole story on this. And I know that the carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas if it's done in models and things like that.
But
there are all kinds of other factors.
Yes, there are.
What if carbon dioxide is being released in the atmosphere and causing the globe to warm, but we're going into a little ice age?
Sure.
And you know, it's the globe isn't warming as a result. Mm-hmm. You know,
if you look at that so-called hockey stick graph they used to show, they're showing a limited time frame. But if you actually back up and look at it for the last 1,000 years or so, you find out that hockey stick ain't diddly squat compared to some of the heat waves and warming trends the Earth has had in the past, without as many humans on Earth and without all the internal combustion engines, because a volcano erupting will cause more in a year or even less than all the human activity in known history.
Volcanoes put a lot of particulate matter up into the atmosphere.
But I'm just angry triggered and really ticked off because last week Mr. Gore likened climate change skeptics to the racists in the 60s before the Civil Rights Act. I mean, that's how desperate these people are becoming. And see, they used to call it global warming, and now they call it climate change because I think because the data is starting to show that the whole theory about anthropogenic global warming making a huge significant difference is really on his last legs.
And the other, even if it is, even if it's true, remember that you're not getting the full story. They're claiming the carbon's the big problem.
But that's what plants live on, carbon dioxide.
That much is true.
So if you want to be green, don't you want the plants to have more food?
That much is true. But methane is a much bigger problem. And, you know, what they won't say, what they refuse to say is things like, well, you could do more for the environment by driving a diesel, you know, a big giant semi to work and then eating, you know, a vegetarian lifestyle.
Or stop bombing people with depleted uranium. How about that one?
Well, that's certainly not good for the environment, too, but I don't think it has anything to do with global warming.
Sure, sure. I'm just saying about polluting the earth, though. Just polluting in general, destroying...
Most people that that are for, you know, a cleaner planet, the environmentalists and that kind of thing, aren't going to be for using depleted uranium on people. So you're not talking to a crowd that's going to disagree with you there.
But, Mark, you're looking at somebody who is for a cleaner planet.
Sure.
But I think that we have to get our priorities a little straighter here.
I'm with you.
It's not falling for the flavor of the month because any movement that ends up being somewhat worthwhile, which would include environmentalism, is going to eventually get hijacked by people with a lot of money who want to use it to make a lot of money off it.
To some extent, these folks are watermelons, right? They're green on the outside and red on the inside.
Yes.
And, you know, to some extent, that's true. I've tried to look at this from as objective standpoint as I can possibly come up with, and I tend to kind of bounce around a little bit because I, you know, the science is there for carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases. In models warming the atmosphere, it's no doubt, but there's a lot more to it than models.
Right. The models can be faulty as well. But again, if you're really an environmentalist, there's a lot of bigger fish to fry. There's a lot of better trees to be climbing than the whole global warming thing. I think it's misguided.
Unless there's a lot of money to be made for you in this, and there is a lot of money for people. And I think that the energy independence from this, you know, more this greeny, this eco-greeny movement is probably going to be an all-in-all good thing. I would like to be energy independent because,
absolutely,
you know, it really bothers me, the government monopolies on energy. They have no reason to respond to market forces because they have monopolies. And
but state and local, state federal governments actually make more money on a gallon of gasoline than the oil companies do.
Oh, absolutely. A lot more.
A lot more.
A lot more.
So that's the other problem, that eliminating so-called fossil fuels from the equation is not that easy because governments are dependent on the taxes from them.
Absolutely. You're asking them to cut their noses off, to harm themselves, and they're not really interested
in
doing
that. And then if you don't let the marketplace decide these things, what happens is you have this debacle with the corn ethanol where they subsidize corn ethanol production. They drive the price of corn up. A lot of poor people in Mexico and places that depend on corn as their staple, their food prices have gone through the roof.
Well, plus the fact that it turns out that corn produces nitrous oxide, which is a greenhouse gas, and so therefore isn't doing the things that they wanted it to do in the first place. It's actually worse for the environment.
The pollution from gas cut with ethanol is worse than just gasoline alone.
Yeah.
Secondly, if you look at all the inputs you put into growing corn, it's actually neutral. You're not actually gaining any energy output from raising corn. Actually, switchgrass or sugarcane are better ways to produce ethanol, but because of the tariffs against Brazil, who's a big sugarcane producer, it makes that too expensive.
Plus the fact that with the GMO corn that's out there, they use a great deal of pesticides and herbicides, herbicides specifically, that they spray on to get rid of the weeds and that kind of thing. Then these things leak into the rivers and water supplies and rivers, and they go downstream, and there's this dead area out in the Mississippi Delta that's the size of New Jersey. I mean, all this herbicides going in there and killing the plants, which kills the animals, which kills everything. I mean, how much bigger does that thing have to get? I find it frightening.
What about the genetic pollution from all the GMO crops that haven't been tested? They haven't been tested properly.
I'd like to see some evidence on that. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books. listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. It's a single toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. What is SACL CAI, you say? SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase, charged off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's SACL CAI. Mm-hmm. Give us a call. Like I said, it's 855-450-3733. mean, let's get back to this article about
pollution.
Global climate change. So the head over there, I guess Rolf Dieter Huer, said that, well, we're going to release this information, but nobody's going to be allowed to interpret it, because that would immediately go into the highly political arena of climate change debate. One has to make clear that cosmic radiation is only one of many parameters. Nigel Calder, who's been following the cloud experiment for some time, was the first to smell a rat. He notes, CERN has joined a long line of lesser institutions obliged to remaining politically correct about the man-made global warming hypothesis. It's okay to enter the highly political arena of the climate change debate, provided your results endorse man-made warming, but not if they support Svenmark's heresy that the sun alters the climate by influencing cosmic ray influx and cloud formation. And the once illustrious CERN Laboratories ceases to be a truly scientific institution when its director general forbids its physicists and visiting experimenters to draw obvious scientific conclusions from their results.
Mm-hmm.
Lobos Motl, too, detects some dubious double standards here. One could perhaps understand if all scientists were similarly gagged and prevented from interpreting the results of their research in ways that could be relevant for policymaking. However,
yes, and this goes on all the time in the scientific community. That's why when someone says the science is settled, you have to be very suspicious.
However, the main problem is that many people who are trying to work on very different phenomena in the climate are not prevented from interpreting, and indeed over-interpreting and misinterpreting their results that are often less serious, less reliable, less rigorous, and perhaps by orders of magnitude than the observations by the European Organization for Nuclear Research, CERN. Moreover, this sentence by Hoer, one has to make clear that cosmic radiation is only one of many parameters, is really a proof of his prejudice. Whether the cosmic radiation is just one player, or the only relevant player, or an important player, or an unimportant player, is something that is that this very research has been supposed to determine or help determine. An official doesn't have the moral right to predetermine in advance what one has to make clear about these priori unknown scientific results. I know that word is important in science. I don't know what it means. But then, as Lawrence Solomon reminds us, this was never an experiment the scientific establishment wanted to happen in the first place. The hypothesis that cosmic rays and the sun hold the key to global warming debate has been enemy number one to the global warming establishment ever since it was first proposed by two scientists from the Danish Space Research Institute at a 1996 scientific conference in the UK. Within one day, the chairman of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, Bert Bolin, denounced the theory, saying that, "I find the move from this pair scientifically extremely naive and irresponsible." He then set about discrediting the theory. Any journalist that gave the theory credence, and most of the Danes presenting the theory, they soon found themselves vilified, marginalized, and starved of funding, despite their impeccable scientific credentials. The mobilization to rally the press against the Danes worked brilliantly, and with one notable exception. Nigel Calder, a former editor of The New Scientist who attended that 1996 conference, would not be cowed. Himself a physicist, Mr. Calder became convinced of the merits of the argument, and a year later, following a lecture he gave at a CERN conference, so too did Jasper Kirkby, a CERN scientist in attendance. Mr. Kirkby then convinced the CERN bureaucracy of the theory's importance and developed a plan to create a cloud chamber. He called it CLOUD, for Cosmic Leveling Outdoor Droplets. But Mr. Kirkby made the same tactical error that the Danes had, not realizing how politically politicized the global warming issue was. He candidly shared his views on his views with the scientific community. The theory will probably be able to account for somewhere between half and the whole of the increase in the Earth's temperature that we have seen in the last century. No one's saying that there hasn't been a rise in the temperature overall.
Yeah, there was.
Mr. Kirkby told the scientific press in 1998, explaining that global warming may be part of a natural cycle in the Earth's temperature. The global warming establishment sprang into action, pressured the Western governments that control CERN, and almost immediately succeeded in suspending CLOUD. It told Mr. Kirkby almost a decade of it took Mr. Kirkby almost a decade of negotiations with his superiors and who knows how many compromises and unspoken commitments to convince CERN bureaucracy to allow the project to proceed. And years more to create the cloud chamber and convincingly validate the Danes' groundbreaking theory. Still, as you'd expect, the BBC remains dutifully on message. Read this report by its science correspondent, Polab Gohosh, and you'll be left in a little doubt that, A, the latest results are dull beyond measure, and B, that if they do mean anything at all, it's that global warming is still very much man-made. Here's their tame expert reading the university's Dr. Mike Lockwood on hand to provide them with a perfect pull quote. Does this mean the cosmic rays can produce clouds? No. So the exact opposite, apparently, of what they came up with as a result.
These people, though, are relentless. I mean, you keep hearing all this. I mean, it's one of the first laws of propaganda. You keep repeating the lie over and over and over again until people believe it. But I know that a lot of them are being very frustrated now that are in this camp.
Well, it can't stand up to the scientific method. Lies can't stand up to the scientific method. I sincerely hope scientists continue to, because if they don't, they're not scientists anymore. If they aren't sticking with the scientific method. Now, I don't know. I'm not going to claim to know. I'm just reading the article here, and I think that it's, it seems insightful to me. Seems like there's some new groundbreaking stuff coming out of CERN. Yeah. CERN sounds like a big name to me.
Sure they are. But you can see how they're already trying to muffle and squelch the scientists and try to muzzle them to try to come out with what they believe is to a political agenda rather than a scientific agenda. I'm all for science, but we have to realize that scientists are pressured to come out with certain results. And if they're getting a grant, let's say, to look at a certain thing, and it doesn't come out the way the sponsor, the benefactor wants, what they do is that a lot of times they're pressured to go back and fudge the numbers or change the methodology or the scope of the study to make it come out in the benefactor's favor. It happens all the time.
I couldn't say. I mean, how could you know that? I'd love to get as many of those instances, and talk about them as we could, because I don't know of them happening, but I can tell you that would entirely not be science.
Well, you can see an example of it right here.
How's that? Here?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't change the numbers. They're just trying to downplay the results. Oh,
that's
no,
another,
no
that's
deal.
Another method.
Yes,
you're right.
Certainly. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line. Do you have any opinions on global warming?
Life Before the Collapse, Final LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas. The Las Vegas. Now available at Amazon.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Sickle toll-free call in line. Wayne, tell me about the Free State Project.
The Free State Project is a movement to get 20,000 people moved to New Hampshire, who are the people being liberty lovers who want to create a more just, more civilized society where the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and property, and that's about it.
And we're up to, what, about 1,000 movers at this point?
About 1,000 movers, and there's about 11,000 people who have pledged to move up here.
That's right.
And it's moving along pretty well.
Yeah, things are going reasonably well. There's been quite a few steps forward through the legislatures. We've gotten many liberty-loving individuals elected to office. It's not happening in many other states. There's all kinds of liberty-oriented bills getting introduced, some are getting passed, and it's great to see. What we have right now is the libertarian veto, and this is an important factor because it controls the growth of the state. And to me, that's the most important aspect of this. If you can just control the growth of this beast, you can grow your way out of its stifling grasp.
That's true. That's right. And I think there's been a lot of influence by these people who have run for office and won. Even when they don't always get a bill passed that they sponsor, there's still a lot of, I think, positive influence over a lot of the other members of the state house.
Go check out news.freetalklive.com. It's a great way to get updates on Free Talk Live, either through the emailed updates, Twitter, Facebook. It's news.freetalklive.com. So this article, maybe I should have led with it. I think it's one of the most shocking articles that we've had to deal with. This is actually a blog post from Bike Walk Tennessee at bikewalktn.blogspot.com.
That's the name of the town, Bike Walk?
No, it's the name of I don't know what it means. Bike and walk, I guess it's encouraging people to move without the use of motor vehicles.
Ah, nice.
That's the idea.
I would love to live in a place where I could get around by bike or by walking most of the time.
Certainly, I think that would be great to build communities like that. Keene, in a lot of ways, is like that. Could you be arrested for allowing your fifth grade child to ride her bike 1 mile to school? That certainly seems crazy as we try to encourage lifestyles, active lifestyles for our kids. That certainly seems crazy as we try to promote safe routes to school programs. That certainly seems crazy as we talk of an obesity epidemic amongst our children. But that is what police in Elizabethton, Tennessee, are threatening. Teresa Tryon said, on August 25th, my 10-year-old daughter arrived home via police officer. Requested to speak to me on the front porch of my home, the officer informed me that, in his judgment, it was unsafe for my daughter to ride her bike to school. Miss Tryon called the mayor's office and the chief of police in order to determine what laws she was breaking by allowing her daughter to ride her bike to school. Her daughter's route to school was reasonably safe. Now, I don't know whether she's claiming that or whether the author's claiming that. Somebody's claiming that the daughter's route to school is reasonably safe. And, you know, when we're talking about this age, I was riding a bike. I don't know if it was a mile, but it seemed like it was pretty close to a mile to get to the bus stop. And I'd lock it up there, and then I'd, you know, take it back at the end of the day and that kind of thing.
I used to have to walk almost a mile to school and barefooted sometimes.
Oh, come on.
In the snow.
Get out of here.
School was a mile away from me, too.
Uphill both ways.
Both ways.
It's amazing how they can do that. Let's see. Major Varan of the police department returned Miss Tyron's call. She said he told me he had spoke with the district attorney's office, who advised that until the officer can speak with Child Protective Services, that if I allow my daughter to ride or walk to school, I'll be breaking the law and treated accordingly. So ride or walk indicates to me that we're not talking about a small shoulder on the road here, that this is an issue of the guy in the candy van is going to come get this kid, is what I see this person being concerned about. She asked, what law would she be breaking, to which the answer was child neglect. So it's another one of these catch-all.
Yeah.
I mean, if letting your 10-year-old and, you know, I mean, were there fewer child predators out when I was a kid? I don't think so.
Well, my mom told me a story one time when she was a little girl. This is probably back in the 30s or early 40s.
Yeah.
Where there was a man going around kidnapping children and then killing them, decapitating them. And a man twice approached her and her sister walking home from school, two different times, same man. In a convertible,
mm-hmm.
and he had his, you know, thing out in his hand, and, you know, I mean, he was strange.
Yes.
And they ran away. They didn't, because their mother always told them not to talk with strangers.
Yeah, especially if they had their thing in their hand.
Yeah, especially. I think they saw that the second time, not the first time, but anyway, then they found out that this somebody had been going around and killing little girls. So my mother and her sister happened to be informed about these things and didn't go anywhere near the guy, and they took off running.
And I think that this is really the issue, is the communication is such now that these stories get around a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that there's any more child sexual predators per capita than there used to be. I think that now you just hear about them, and it scares the bejesus out of people.
Sure.
The chances are remarkably good that the person, if your child is going to be molested, that you know who that person is and that they're related to you in some way or another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're a step parent to the child, they're an uncle, or they're something like this, aunt, I don't know. You know, I mean, the fact is that women do these things just like men do. And I got no explanations for it, but it's, you know, those are the cases. People worried about these, you know, folks on the street, the chances are much lower.
Yeah. That's true.
And, you know, what you are, you know, certainly teach your child is fear. And I don't want to live in a world full of fear, frankly. You teach your child that they can't, you know, no, we're going to have to ride a car everywhere. You can't ride a bicycle. It's too dangerous. I dated a girl one time, and it seemed like just her whole world was fear and locking doors and, you know, just an incredible. I'm not saying you shouldn't lock any doors. I'm just saying that when you're consumed with this stuff, the world's an unhappy, frightening place,
mm-hmm.
one that you don't want to live in particularly. And I don't see how you can have an enjoyment in your life.
You know, I've tried to teach my kids how to defend themselves if someone were to try to grab them, how to make themselves heavy and become, you know, how you kids do that sometimes when they don't want to come. They just make themselves heavy and you can't pick them up.
Yeah.
And how to break away and you know, scream and just explain the tactics that some of these people would use to try to take them against their will, and I think that helps a lot.
Well,
I think
yelling and running and yelling is probably a pretty good one.
Excellent, yeah. Yeah. And I think being on a bike is safer than walking because you can go faster.
I mean, I mean, when I'm out there on a bicycle, a person jogging can't get you. Yeah, granted, if they're waiting for you along the path, they could do something.
Sure.
This takes a lot of prior planning, but. You know, there's also the options of taking other routes and things like that. This is a 7 to 9 minute bicycle ride to school, so you're not talking about a very long ride for this child. So I don't know if different routes really make sense. I mean, you know, when you're talking about a short route, it's going to be more difficult to have a different route.
I'm also wondering if maybe there were some cases in the area of kids getting picked up, and maybe that's why they did that as well. Usually, if a cop is going to say that, they might know something.
They may.
They may.
But remember that the same cop is the one that will take this 10-year-old to jail if she brings mace to school. Right.
Yeah.
Like the same guy, you know, so the kid can't protect themselves. They can't have some tool to protect themselves, whether it's a, you know, a little taser, mace or something like that. You know, I'm not saying I'd give a Glock 40 to a 10-year-old.
Why not?
But, I'd prefer them to be trained.
Maybe a 9mm.
At that age, I think I'd still like them to be in front of me while they're using it.
yeah.
Some practice. I don't remember what age I got my BB gun first, but it wasn't too long after that my dad was taking me out and showing me how to fire the .22 and, and things like that. And I think that those are good things for a child to learn at a young age. I wouldn't send a kid out with my 10-year-old with a pistol, in a crossbreed holster, Super Tuck Deluxe stuck in their back, you know.
Well, teaching your child how to kick a man in the groin is probably useful as long as they don't do it to you.
Well, it's better that they run away, in my opinion. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. We might be able to slip your call in here. You make it right quick. Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Wayne.
Wayne, what do you got for me? Prostitute meters?
Yes. According to NBCBayArea.com, Greg Wilson wrote
this article. Before you go on with that, I forgot to, I've got to get this this live read in here.
Go for it.
Yep. Incentives matter. Professor Angela Dills explains that incentives help economists predict individual behavior. What's difficult is determining all the ways a policy affects people's incentives and changes people's behavior. A good economist looks at not only the obvious incentives created by a policy, but also the less obvious effects. While you're there checking out this video, it's awesome. I picked it out for learnliberty.org/FTL. Please show it to your friends and family. Put it in your Facebook and all the other ones there. Check out the Learn Liberty Academy, the Liberty Academy link on the right-hand side of the page. It's a free online course for people that want free online continuing education in economics, philosophy, liberty, and rights. It's the Liberty Academy at learnliberty.org/FTL. Go on.
Anyway, from NBCBayArea.com, a fellow named Greg Wilson wrote this interesting article about a German city that unveils prostitute meters. Streetwalkers have to get a nightly permit. Because prostitution is legal in Germany, but collecting taxes from streetwalkers requires some creative efforts.
I bet.
In Bonn, officials...
It's like getting taxes from waiters and waitresses. They don't claim all those tips.
Yeah, and they're only getting paid minimum wage most of the time in restaurants.
Less than, yeah.
Yeah.
$2.70 or something.
In Bonn, officials have unveiled a meter the prostitutes must pay roughly $8 into each night to get a nightly permit to practice the world's oldest profession.
So this is one of those situations where the government, instead of charging you an amount on what you make, does this disincentivize the ugly prostitutes? Is that the idea here? What if it's a bad night and versus the good nights? I mean, it causes problems.
I've never partaken in this for whatever reason.
Nobody's going to believe you. Go ahead.
But I can say that $8 is not a lot of money.
I would agree. $8 is not much money.
I would think.
But I would also think that since prostitution's legal in Germany, that it's not that much to get a prostitute. Not like what, here in the United States, I've heard that prostitutes cost usually about as much as a lawyer. An hour with a prostitute costs about as much as an hour with a lawyer in whatever town you're in.
Mm-hmm.
The places where it's legal and there's competition, the prices tend to go down. And in Germany, I believe that they have prostitution all over the place in the red light districts. And so the rates are much more reasonable, as it were.
Yep. Now, well, the article goes on to say freelance sex workers get an automated ticket, much like a parking slip, according to Der Spiegel. Officials say taxing prostitutes who work out of fixed locations is simple, but streetwalkers could easily avoid duties. Yay. That's probably why they do it. It's not fair that some women who work in establishments like sex centers or sauna clubs are taxed only because we can find them more easily there,
yeah.
City spokeswoman Monika Frumben says. Prostitution has been legal in Germany since 2002. BUFAS, a sex worker advocacy group, called the flat fee unfair. Quote, we are against such special rules in favor the legal equality of every worker, including matters of taxes, said spokesperson Beat Leopold.
Yes, it's always tough with these foreign
names.
Yeah, these
foreign names. But Frombing countered that Bonn has a right to collect taxes, and this makes it possible. Quote, communities have a bit of room to adjust their own taxes, and we are legally granted the right to levy these taxes, she said. And I might add, at gunpoint.
Well, at gunpoint, if necessary.
If necessary, right. And it's funny because in the article it shows a picture of this really high-tech looking device made by Siemens, which is a high-tech company.
And it's for prostitution. It's called Siemens.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what's really ironic about it. And I didn't even get that at first. When I first looked at it, then I just went, whoa. there's a serious pun here.
The obviously there's a lot of issues surrounding this. I think that prostitution being legal and being taxed is superior to prostitution being illegal and not taxed. In case of Germany, sex workers are tested for sexually transmitted diseases, venereal diseases, things like this, and they are much less likely to pass these things off. They're going to use condoms and things like that. It's a safer experience
and less expensive.
It doesn't have the moralizing around it. I understand. My wife is certainly not going to think it's okay for me to go to a prostitute. That's not, that's not going to be okay. But I do think that, that humans need physical contact. And even if that physical contact isn't genuine, it keeps them from going crazy, frankly.
Well, I know you don't believe me, Mark, but I have never partaken any kind of services from a prostitute because of that reason.
If I say that I've never partaken of services of a prostitute, do you believe me?
I don't know whether to believe you or not. I suppose if you're insistent enough.
Well, now I have to insist. I can't just say it and you believe me.
Well, I'm saying I wouldn't even say anything if I had.
Okay.
Okay. That's how I am. But the reason why is that because I never felt that intimacy level was as deep, and I personally don't think sex is just purely physical. That's my own feeling on it.
Well, I think you're right, but when you can't get sex, you'll take the purely physical, as it were.
Yeah, I think men tend to have high testosterone. There's times where they're just like dogs, I suppose. And
but I think that the lack of human touch can really be bad for somebody's mental state. I really do believe that you have instances where that you probably see a decrease in sex crimes, that you see a decrease in mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've actually seen psychiatrists make this claim that you will see a decrease in mental illness if prostitution's legal. And well, maybe it's causation, maybe it's correlation. I'm not gonna be able to tell you that. I just it's my speculation. And not everybody can have a relationship. I mean, I'm all for a good, committed relationship. I really am. I think that there's a lot to be had from that. But at the same time, I think that people need to be free to do with their bodies what they will.
Absolutely.
And the fundamental reason for that is because they own their body, not you.
And that's why I'm for the legalization of prostitution, even though personally I wouldn't partake in it, even if it was legal.
Right. I mean, if you can tell somebody that they can't rent their body, do some sort of labor with their body. And remember, every other labor, you're using your body to do some tasks. Some of those tasks are pretty unseemly. Ask some plumbers what they've been fishing around in sometimes, and there's so many things that you can do. Like these girls, they can dance naked, they can touch you, they can get you to buy drinks for them, they can lap dances, you can do all these other sort of intimate massages, they can do all kinds of things that skirt the issue, but and that many of these places, is if they're connected, they're not getting with the local officials, they're not getting shook down. So you're just going after these streetwalkers who are spreading diseases around more so because they're not being tested and that kind of thing. This moralization causes pain in people's lives. It doesn't stop prostitution. These laws against prostitution in this country don't stop prostitution. Nobody would say that they do.
Well, it's another form of prohibition, and you never, when you try to legislate morality, all you do is you take that act, and you drive it underground. It doesn't matter what it is, even if it's racism. You know, the whole idea behind the Civil Rights Act by trying to legislate racism out of the U.S. That law did not solve racism.
Right. I mean, I'm not sure every law that's out there, but a lot of cases the laws were used to give preferential treatment to people because of race, and then it caused a backlash. And this is, this is the thing. I believe that race is largely perceptual, mm-hmm. and that it shouldn't be a concern of anyone in any way, shape, or form. But at the same time, you need to let people be free. And if that's so, the marketplace can punish somebody for behavior that it thinks is wrong.
Well, the whole lunch counter argument that they've used in the past with discrimination. That's awful. I'm against someone doing that.
Sure.
However, to pass a law
some guy flipping burgers tells a black guy to beat it because he's black at a lunch counter, I'm not gonna go there. Yeah.
I'm not going there. However,
I'll pay my bill and leave.
However,
thanks.
What if you're a bartender and a black guy comes in who's drunk and you don't serve him?
Well, it could be very difficult for you, but you're told not to serve people that are drunk.
Exactly.
It's tough. It's been Mark with you.
And Wayne.
On Free Talk Live. See you tomorrow. Until then, check out freetalklive.com. We'll have the show playing for you. You can get download archives. Free Talk Live's there for you. It's completely free. Free Talk Live.
Get family-friendly fun at wallet-friendly prices with Nintendo Selects, popular Nintendo Wii games for only $19.99 MSRP. Explore the universe in Super Mario Galaxy. Flip into a new dimension in Super Paper Mario. Battle it out on the field in Mario Strikers Charged. Or step into the ring and punch out. All Nintendo Selects games are available now for only $19.99 MSRP each. With Nintendo Selects, there's fun for everyone. Rated E to E10+.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.